Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty. And in the locker room on Thursday, we got together with Tim Jamison, defensive end for the Houston Texans. In the locker room here with Tim Jamison, defensive end. Tim, congratulations on the move up from the practice squad this week. Tell everybody that doesn't know how you got the news and when it happened.
Well, I got the news on our day off. We had a rookie community service we had to do. So, pulling up in the parking lot, I get a phone call. I don't recognize the number, so I pick up. It's Lloyd Richards, and he's like, "Tim, where you at?" And I'm like, "Just pulling up in the parking lot, getting ready to go to the community service with the rookies." He's like, "Come up to this office. Rick want to see you." I said, "Want to see me?" So what? Just come up to the office.
And Rick is the general manager, Rick Smith.
Yeah, Rick Smith, the general manager. So I don't know what to think. I'm walking, see all my players. They're like, "Where you going?" I'm like, "Go upstairs, go to the office." I'm like, "What? I got to go see the GM." Hey, like, "Oh, man. You all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, man. I'm about to go find out what's going on." So I go upstairs, and a couple guys upstairs, they take me in the back. And he's like, "Rick is in the meeting, so go wait in the players' lounge, clear your thoughts and think about whatever you got to think about." I'm like, "All right."
So they're setting you up.
Yeah, basically. So I'm like, "I don't know what's going on." So I go in there, sitting in there for like probably 15 minutes. Then Rick calls me in his office. So I come in his office, and he has a straight face, close the door, and sit down. And he's like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What did I tell you the other day?" And I was like, "You told me if I keep working hard in practice, that my time will come." And he like, "That's what I told you. Your time will come. And here it is. It's your time." And I was just shocked. I was silent for like a minute. And I was like, "Man, I can't believe it." And he was like, "So we got a good team this weekend. They got a lot of pass rush. We need some pass rush. So get ready. You up." So.
Now, you were silent for a minute. And then when you got out of the meeting, who'd you call first and tell about?
My mother.
How was that? Tell us about that.
I texted him while I was waiting. I was like, "Man, I'm in there with the GM again. I got to meet with the GM again." So they texted me. They take me back and said, "We're praying for you." So I was like, "Okay." So I called them back, and they just started screaming and excited. So it's a proud moment right there.
Happy, happy day to say the very least. So now that you've been elevated, you're off the practice squad, you're with the roster on the 53-man roster. You guys got a big task against you this week. Fantastic receiving core, great quarterback. Tell us about the challenge in front of you.
Well, like I said, they spread the ball out. They got talented receivers. They're going to throw the ball a lot. And it's my opportunity to step up and fill that role. You know, they gave me a shot, so I'm going to take it. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Do you foresee any chance that you're going to be doing anything on special teams as well?
I've been practicing on special teams, so I look forward to see what happens.
All right, let's wrap this up. We do these one-on-ones. We always ask about the alma mater, University of Michigan. You're a Wolverine.
That's right.
What have you thought about the season so far, and what do you see them doing over the next few months?
Well, it's a huge turnaround from last season. I'll tell you that. They look good. You know, they lost last week. It was a heartbreaker, but I see major improvements in the team. They're getting stronger. I think they'll do great things this year.
Has it been – it had to have been – I guess tough is the understatement, because you saw – near the highest of highs when you guys were number two. You took on number one Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
And then you had a season like last season. You think they're going to turn it around?
Yeah, I think they're going to turn it around. Last year, it was a lot of adversity, but now we have a lot of young guys who have a year of experience, and I think they're going to do great things.
Well, Tim, we thank you for your time. Way to go on getting off the practice squad, getting on the 53-man roster. Happy story for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Football time in Houston.